individuals throughout Saturday and Sunday. Official numbers from the event are pending. KBOE weather from the TV 13 weather team. Sunny skies today, breezy, a high 59 degrees, clear and 38 tonight. Sunny and 73 tomorrow, sunny, breezy, 69 on Thursday. Sunshine Friday, cooler, a high 47. Sunny skies Saturday, a high of 52 degrees.
Thank you, Scott. Yesterday we peaked at 69, overnight low down to 46. Right now, a northwest wind. Boy, it is revved up out there this morning. Gusting to 30, feels like it's 39 degrees. Actual air temperature is 46 here at KVOE, live and local. Headlines this morning, a service of ESP Financial, earning a 5-star rating by Bauer Financial for 25 consecutive years for safety and soundness. And they have the distinction of being rated the best of Bauer. That's ESP Financial. KBOE live and local. It is 8:39, and we're pleased to be joined this morning by Jamie Reaver, Executive Director of the United Way of the Flint Hills. Jamie, good morning.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
I am doing great. How about you?
I'm doing good, thank you.
Glad to hear that. The United Way campaign is in full swing. The drive is in high gear. How are things going so far, Jamie?
You know, Ron, I am so pleased by this year's campaign. You know, every year, I've been doing this, I think, 9 years, and every year I'm just so blown away by the support our community gives to the United Way and to all of our community partners. Our campaign is going great, and I don't say that lightly. You know, we take every donation. We appreciate every donation, and this year it just seems to be some magic in the air, and we're getting a lot of tremendous support from new and our veteran donors.
Well, yeah, you know, it started off, you know, we're hearing from Coralie Cooper and Ed Owens, who are the campaign chairs this year, and they are they seem to be extremely focused, Jamie.
Oh, they really are. They're focused. They're a lot of fun. They're enthusiastic. But more than that, you know, it's just their love for this community and wanting to give back and really using, you know, the United Way as their organization of choice to be able to do that. It's been such a great year, and I'm excited to see where it leads us.
Yeah, they are certainly engaged and doing a great job. You see them out and about supporting and talking about the United Way of the Flint Hills. Well, you have had a number of great Dine United events here this month. They've went well, haven't they?
You know, they have. And we've had so much fun just trying to change things up a little bit and have a lot of fun. And I'm so grateful to, you know, to the restaurant owners and the small businesses that support us so generously. You know, last week we had Pay It Forward Day at Granada Coffee Shop, where they packed all day. Let me tell you, when I went in to get my morning coffee, I think I was like the 8th cup of coffee in line waiting to be brewed. So, you know, I think it, you know, these kind of fun Dine Uniteds really serve their purpose. You know, they were hoping to boost sales at the restaurants. We're hoping to give the community a great chance to give back to the small business community and to United Way. And we're raising funds for United Way. So it is a win-win-win situation for all of us.
Indeed it is. You know, the Pizza Ranch, you had Badges United out there. The Opie Chicken House came through as they always do. And as Jamie mentioned, the Granada Coffee Company, a great host for Dine United last Thursday. This Thursday, what's in store, Jamie?
We are super excited. We are going to be at Doobie's from 11 to 4 when they will be donating 10% of all of their sales to the United Way. But of course, we've been liking, you know, we've been enjoying throwing in some twists this year. So we've got a couple of fun things going on at Doobie's. Our first one is, you know, we all like foodie photos. We all love it when we get our food and we can snap a picture and share it with the world about what we're about to eat. So this week, if you're at Doobie's and if you snap a photo of your lunch entree and then put it up on social media and tag us at hashtag Dine United Emporia, we will give anyone who does that a Live United t-shirt.
Great.
Isn't that an easy way to get a great, awesome t-shirt from United Way?
That is a great way to get a United Way t-shirt. Indeed it is. I just need a little bit of training how to get all that done. Jamie, are you going to help me out there?
We'll help you out. We'll help you get those photos taken and tagged, Ron.
I got the photo thing handled, but the hashtag thing would need a little explaining to me. So, but yeah,
we'll help you out. But then we also have something kind of fun and unique. And Darren Montrager at Doobie's, who's just an amazing person to work with, has thrown down a challenge.
He's thrown down a challenge.
He has thrown down a challenge to us at the United Way, and we are going to win.
So what is this big challenge?
So we've all heard about that amazing Doobie's Burger that they make out there. There's about a 5-pound meal that someone can eat. It's a huge hamburger with a side of French fries, all weighing, I think, about 5 pounds.
Oh, man.
And right, that's a lot of food.
Oh, man.
I mean, I think I can eat it, but I'm sure about 1 pound in, I would be crying. So, but what they have offered is right now, the record time on eating that 5 pound of delicious food is 14 minutes and 2 seconds. So I've asked around, I've tried to cajole people to come on out and eat that delicious food in 14 minutes and 2 seconds. I have no takers, but Darren has said, okay, how about if we get a team together? So if we can put a team together of individuals to share the burger to eat in 14 minutes and 2 seconds, he will rename it the Live United Burger on Thursday.
Wow. Live United Burger. How good is that? So
It sounds good. It has a nice ring to it.
It really does. I bet you think it does. Yeah, it does. So how large can the team be? Is there a set number of participants that can be on the team, Jamie?
See, I think that's how we're going to win. He did not give me a set number of participants. So we're putting together a team, and we're going to hopefully be dining on a 5-pound burger and fries at 11 a.m. on Thursday. So we're working on putting together a team. I think if we get 5 to 7 people, that probably seems fair. It's about 3/4 of a pound of food per person, which I think is still a lot for lunch, but I can do it. I know I can do it.
Yeah, if you get 5, it's still a pound a person. That's still quite quite an effort, I think it would take. So, yeah.
So maybe we need 10 people.
Well, that's a lot of fun, though. You know, it's a great twist, and that's 11 to 4. So when will the challenge be taking place? Is there a time for that, Jamie?
You know, we're hoping to do that right at 11 a.m., and so we're recruiting members of our team. Ed and Coralie are working to recruit members of the team, and, we're going to do it, and it's going to be fun.
All right. But the bottom line is we invite people to Doobie's on Thursday to get in and dine United 11 until 4. A portion of the proceeds from Doobie's will go directly to the United Way of the Flint Hills campaign. So you like where we're at right now then, huh?
I love where we're at. You know, we're at about $250,000 mark of our $580,000 goal. We're hearing a lot of good news from, all of the businesses out there who are running their campaign. You know, the end of October until November is kind of a slower time as we just sort of work with the businesses to get their campaigns wrapped up. So I think, in the next probably 3 weeks, we're going to see a lot more movement.
All right. Jamie, as always, thanks so much for your time. Keep up the good work.
Thank you so much for all you do for United Way. We really appreciate it.
All right. Jamie Reaver, Executive Director of the United Way of the Flint Hills. Sounds like a lot of fun going to be happening at Doobie's, a part of Dine United. That is this Thursday. That should be interesting, that food devouring at around 11 o'clock in the morning on Thursday. So 14 minutes. Somebody did that solo in 14-plus minutes, huh? 5 pounds, burger and fries. Oof, that is a lot. That's large. Large is what that is. So Doobie's Dine United this Thursday from 11 until 4. KVOE live and local. It is 8:46, 46 degrees. Good morning.
On season 12 of The Bachelorette, Luke Pell may not have